Are you working on Linux modules for Azure IT Edge? And are you interested in running them on a Windows host? You might have heard about eFlow. It was in preview. Harry and Christopher are here to announce that it's now available in GA and to show us what the new features are and what to expect. This is today on the IoT Show. Hi everyone, this is the IoT Show. Thanks for watching. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we'll talk about IoT Edge modules for Linux on Windows. And for that, we have Terry and Christopher. Terry, nice to have you on the show again. Before we start into to the topic and before we give Christopher a chance to introduce himself as well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What are you doing at Microsoft?
Yeah, Olivier, I'm a senior program manager in the Edge OS team. Over the last couple of years, I've been working on enabling Azure IoT Edge on Windows. We started with Azure IoT Edge for Windows, and we're really moving over to enabling Linux modules on Windows with Azure IoT Edge for Linux on Windows. And I've got an
Great.
exciting announcement coming up.
Definitely looking forward to you sharing that with everyone here. Christopher, what about you?
Hey Olivier, it's great to be with you here today. My name is Christopher. I'm also a PM on the eFlow team. I've been focusing the past few months on our CBL Mariner operating system, which is one of the core technology that eFlow was built on, and recently some of the AIML acceleration capabilities, which we'll get to touch upon later today.
That's great. It's great to have folks from the Edge OS team because at the end of the day, it's kind of a new world at Microsoft, right? Working on Linux modules, enabling them on Windows platform. So Terry, tell us a bit more about eFlow, and you have this announcement, right? This thing is now available, right?
Yeah, exactly. We spoke a couple months back about Azure IoT Edge for Linux on Windows entering public preview, and that's been going very well. We've got a lot of customers interested in the platform, and I'm here today to announce the general availability for production use of Azure IoT Edge for Linux on Windows. The purpose of this offering is to enable cloud native workloads that are typically built for Linux today to run on Windows in kind of a hybrid operating system type of solution where we can have interoperability with the Windows. You could take advantage of your Windows investments as well as bringing in new things from the Linux side to do some pretty amazing things.
Yeah, no, I like to call it the best of both worlds, right? Where
Yeah,
you don't have to
exactly right.
compromise. You can definitely use a platform that you're familiar with, that you have the tools to manage, which is Windows, and security updates are pushed to the machine and so on. And then the Linux modules, because there is a community out there and developments are done for Linux machines in various areas that are interesting for us in the realm of IoT that actually are brought in and can seamlessly run on Windows, as we'll see during a demo later on. But before we give time to Christopher for him to run this demo, so what are the few things, Terry, that are really new, like between preview and GA in eFlow?
Yeah, one of the things we've been working on since the public preview has been enabling GPU support for the platform, which is Chris is going to show us a little bit about that in a few minutes. We've enabled TPM support for device provisioning service, so we can actually provision this device with using DPS. And just working with the ecosystem around enabling and making sure that modules out there that are available in the marketplace are functional and work just out of the box with Azure eFlow. We've enabled a lot around a servicing model. You mentioned that just a second ago, where the management and servicing stack for eFlow is all done through Windows. There's no need for an enterprise to set up a different management control plane for Linux, anything like that, where you've got to manage your your updates for Linux separately. We actually do it through Windows Update. So it's seamless and plugs right into existing Windows management stack for managing those updates just the way you would for any of your workstations that you've got running Windows. So
I'm sure lots of our IT folks out there just like listening and they say, oh, that's interesting. So yeah. Hope they're going to look into that. And can you tell us, since eFlow has been in preview, what kind of scenarios are you seeing customers looking into? What are the key ones? What are the most notable ones that you've seen there?
So we've seen a lot of things happening in the IIoT space for like factories and so forth, monitoring machinery for predictive maintenance. We're starting to see some things in the AI ML space for, we've seen some things around COVID detection of deployed protective equipment and things like that in hospitals. Seen a lot of things in, like retail or signage around detection presence to change the behavior of something based on presence of a person or even item identification, let's say in the healthcare space where you've got healthcare machinery, or healthcare imaging devices, and using the algorithms available through the Linux modules to identify anomalies in those images.
Got it. So that's pretty much an interesting set and very broad set of usage
here. Very broad.
Let's chat about GPU and the way eFlow now can interact with hardware a bit better. Now we are in GA. And so Christopher, let's look at the demo you have here. I'm really eager to understand how you guys have been implementing and how it looks like that interaction with the hardware, which is never a very easy thing when you think about Docker containers, that are designed for a specific OS, hosted on another OS, like that's tons of problems that are coming in, right?
Sure thing, Olivier. Let's first start at the top here. So like Terry mentioned, eFlow is a curated Linux VM that allows customers to deploy Linux workloads on Windows. And one of the reasons you may want to do this is to run AIML workloads, which are overwhelmingly Linux-based, on your existing Windows IoT deployments, on your existing hardware, without having to procure and maintain separate Linux machines. And AIML workload that we are interested in particular is called Vision on Edge. Mm-hmm. Vision on Edge is an open source sample that some of our colleagues have put together. And it's really intended to be this starting point for customers to go from prototype to production. And we are really excited to be able to bring Vision on Edge and support it on the vast user base of Windows through eFlow. So we are going to show that today, and we're gonna touch upon GPU access as part of that. So Vision on Edge is deployed as Azure IoT Edge modules, and previous IoT show videos have walked through the process of deployment of Vision on Edge. For us here, in eFlow, we basically have IoT Edge built in. So the process is essentially the same as we've seen previously. So instead of just going through that today, I'm just going to demonstrate to you that the Vision on Edge modules are indeed running on eFlow.
Okay.
And there are two ways to do that. So I'll jump right in here. The first one is just simply through the Azure portal. So what you see here now, I'm in my IoT hub on a particular IoT Edge device that is associated with my eFlow deployment. And I can just simply check here and I can see the list of IoT Edge modules that consists of the Vision on Edge application, and these are all deployed and running. So this is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, so as a
Next.
matter of fact, you did deploy Vision on Edge. As you were mentioning, Mahesh joined me on the IoT show recently to show that project. So there was actually no changes on their side on the Vision on Edge projects to adapt to eFlow, right? It was more the other way around, where you make eFlow actually allowing to run Vision on Edge modules directly on a Windows box, which was not trivial before. It would have required tons of changes on the solution side of things, which now no longer the case. So you basically are making it possible in the case of Vision on Edge, but I guess in the case of other solutions that have been designed around Linux or with Linux as a target.
That's exactly right, Olivier. So to hit on that point, right, how we tried to make this process easy for Windows customers, I'm going to move on to the second method here, which is via the WAC extension.
Okay, what is work?
So WAC, so again, with eFlow, we aspire to make the eFlow management process familiar to people who are used to Windows. And one commonly used tool in the space is Windows Admin Center. And we have our Azure IoT Edge eFlow extension, which gives you some basic information about the eFlow VM. And if I scroll down here again, I can see the Vision on Edge modules up and running on my device. So it's another just quick check here to see that.
Okay,
So,
love it. So basically, you're an admin. You manage all your devices with WAC, now you just are able to do the same with eFlow. And in that case, you can monitor and manage the deployment of your Azure IoT modules as well for that solution. Love it.
right, that's exactly right, Olivier. We deployed using the standard Vision on Edge process, and we can confirm that the modules are running as intended. Now I'm going to
Okay.
move on to the inferencing itself. So here I am in the Vision on Edge application, and I'm just going to go ahead and deploy one of the pre-built scenarios. And what you will see here is inferencing happening live on our eFlow machine. And we can see that's the case because the IP address here matches the IP address that we saw earlier in the WAC extension. And
To be concrete here, Christopher, so the video we're seeing is a pre-recorded video, right? So it's not a real camera. However, the modules are running on an actual machine that you have at your place right now.
that's exactly right. So this is a simulated video feed that is representing a warehouse environment. But this is running on eFlow on a target machine that is presently with me right here. Now, like you mentioned, this is a simulated RTSP stream, but eFlow does support the capabilities to pull in from an IP camera or a USB camera. And we recently have published some samples demonstrating how customers can do that. So next, Olivia, I'd like to mention the GPU support. So as you can see here on the application, it says we are running on GPU. And that is because we are running on the inferencing on an NVIDIA T4, which is on the machine that I have with me here. Now, we recognize that for a lot of AI/ML applications, especially computer vision type applications, hardware access is very important to get a performant experience. So we are working to build out that GPU capability directly in eFlow. Presently, we support a certain selection of hardware. However, at the present time, customers will need to be on a Windows Insider build for the GPU pass-through capabilities to be fully enabled end-to-end until that is available more widely in Windows later this year.
Okay,
From
that makes sense.
eFlow perspective, currently we support the NVIDIA T4 as well as some GeForce and Quadro cards. Additionally, we are working with Intel to bring support for integrated GPUs to eFlow later this year. And we are looking for customer feedback to guide our direction to what GPUs we target moving forward.
Yeah, I was about to ask the fact that you picked the ones that you mentioned and listed here is not just because you felt these were the good ones. It's as Tara was mentioning, the work you guys have been doing, engaging with actual customers, with concrete, needs and requirements, that these GPUs you mentioned and listed that are not supported are the most commonly used out there. But yes, feedback, certainly, I guess, welcome directly through you guys. Is something that we're looking into. So, well, great, Christopher. Do you have more? I think more tabs in there, but I think you have a great demo here. Anything more?
Yeah, no, this kind of concludes the GPU portion here. I will again highlight the fact that Vision on Edge is designed to take you from prototype to production. And now that eFlow is GA and that further supports customers' capability to bring these sorts of applications to production in a supported environment with your existing Windows deployments.
Nice. Well, that's a nice wrap up here. I like it, Christopher. So, Terry, one last comment you mentioned. So, GPU is one of the new hardware support. Now we have TPM as well that is supported. That means that from eFlow itself and the modules running there, you can access TPM and hardware root of trust provided by a TPM in your modules, which is kind of important as well. Right. So, in terms of the roadmap, you were saying, Christopher, that you need to have, if you want to use GPS support, a Windows Insider build. We're looking at something in what kind of horizon for having all of that, in pure GA and supported on main Windows.
So I can take that, Olivier. The release that the GPU support will be available in will be available this fall.
Okay.
Chris is talking about Insider builds, so that's where the early bits are available. As you know, we typically have a fall and spring release of the operating system, so it's targeted for the fall release to take
Okay.
advantage of. So eFlow is just getting prepared for that availability, once it is available mainstream. I do want to call out the fact that the GPU support that Chris mentioned is a direct result of the conversations we've had and the depth engagements we have had through our private preview and public preview customers and our depth engagements. So these are specific GPU supports that that was in our discussions with those partners throughout this release. On the TPM side, we're going to start out at GA with the ability to use the TPM for DPS for device provisioning. We will be enabling the ability to read from the TPM from modules. That will be something we service in over the coming months. It's just not something that's available at GA, but will be shortly.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, it's all coming though, so that's great news for everyone. Terry, Christopher, thanks a lot for your time, for this demo, and for the updates on eFlow. Everyone, thanks for watching the IoT Show. If you want to learn more about eFlow and where things are at, there's this link for you, which is https://aka.ms/iotshow/eFlow. Thanks a lot, everyone, and see you soon. Bye, guys.